The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London, where a suspicious package at Old Trafford has seen the English Premier League soccer match between Manchester United and Bournemouth abandoned. Adam.
They reckon they will play the match at some point, but it was quite something, with 75,000 fans evacuated from Old Trafford. The suspect package found in the stands and then confirmed by police sniffer dogs, though you wonder, therefore, if that means there were explosives in it, but then eventually blown up by an army bomb disposal squad and police saying that it was not a viable device, so not a bomb that was about to explode, but an elaborate and deliberate hoax. But A, this suggests that, therefore, the season is still not over. We still have a football match to play. And B, does this mean that football stadiums could become an easy target? Now, we can't make too much of it. It was a hoax, but it does leave a big question.
Yeah, well, you can't live your life worrying about that, can you? You've just got to hope that security and intelligence will be equal to the challenge. This is getting tight in Britain. Boris Johnson now on the other side of the argument from the Prime Minister, David Cameron, and Boris saying that the last 2,000 years of European history had featured repeated efforts to bring the continent together under a single government. And he said, Napoleon, Hitler and various people tried this out and it ended tragically. The EU is an attempt to do this by different methods.
Yes, he's got into a bit of trouble over this particular speech.
But historically, he's got a lot going for what he said.
Well, I suppose you could argue, but then I suppose it is a bit like saying Hitler wanted the trains to run on time and wanted nice wide highways. I mean, somehow it's looking at the positive, isn't it, over and above the other things of what Hitler
But I think did, the but... point that Boris Johnson made, which is so true, and you'd know more about this than we would here, but Boris said fundamentally what's lacking about the European Union is the eternal problem that there is no underlying loyalty to the idea of Europe. There is no single authority that anybody respects or understands.
Yes, it's the problem of the European Commission,
an
elected European Commission that rules over things. So there are checks and balances, but I don't know. Bojo suggesting that Hitler wanted a single European power by force and the European Union wants the same thing by stealth, it's a difficult comparison.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are still a lot of people who go, hang on, you can't start talking Hitler, Napoleon and the modern EU. But he did it. And
he did it, Boris. It's tight. Good on you, Adam. It's tight. Adam Gilchrist in London.